Good morning. It's Monday morning, and I'm preparing to go to an unconference where I'm going to speak, and where, in order to get in, I have to submit a paper. So my paper that I'm working on is all about the future. Well, that's the overall theme of the conference. There'll be about 100 people there. So this is where I'm at in terms of a synopsis of what I am going to put as a paper on the congregation website. I think it's Congregation 16 website or whatever it's called. Anyway, the future is already virtual in my book. I'm not into VR or SL yet, but my 11-year-old daughter got wildly keen on Google Cardboard. It was hard to prize off her. But, like all of us at Kong 16, and I suspect all of us who are listening to this, I am a virtual being. People know me virtually. People construct their personal image of me as a result of communicating with me and never meeting me face to face. Some are virtually in love with me. Some have me on a pedestal. Others have virtually murdered me. There are many from whom I am there, Jerry Springer. It never used to be like this. I used to be unknown, except to the few who met me face to face, as pen friends, as a landline voice. I used to be analog man. Now I'm digital algorithm, maybe even a bot. Uncomfortable loss of flesh and blood. Excited splurge of imagination. As we virtually communicate. A child is in tears because her cat has died overnight. A lover is in bits because his mot has changed her status. Parents are bawling out their kids because they're being ignored in favour of a BFF in Donegal, whose real name nobody knows. No more real conversation, no more family life. The tribe is winning. All we need to do is outsource childcare to intelligent robots. Virtual nightmare. Intercourse by sexting. Sexting. Face-to-face impotence and frigidity. Now let me switch to Twitter.
Oh, nothing is less comfortable than things slipping out of control. Slipping away from us. The feeling that we no longer know what other people are thinking about us, what they're saying about us, what they're doing in relation to us, and we have no way of looking directly into their eyes. And the only thing we can do is have a look at what they're doing on Facebook and what they're saying to other people. The only thing we can do is check out what they're saying in their tweets about us. Whether they've unfriended us, whether they blocked us. Oh, the future is going to be all about being relevant. It always has been about being relevant. And this is very difficult.
And so what if it's difficult? Something great is always difficult. Something you have to work hard at is always much more satisfying than something that comes right almost without thinking or making an effort or feeling strong emotions during the process of getting it done. After all, the face-to-face communication, the old-fashioned communication, if you like, that's been around for a rather a long time. That has got a whole genetic stuff supporting it. That's kind of there in our DNA, isn't it? So why feel defeatist? But here's the rub. Here's the rub. How good are we at face-to-face communications? How good are we at being open, credible, and attractive? Yes, nobody wants to communicate with a closed person. Nobody wants to communicate, I mean loves to communicate, with somebody who they don't believe and trust. And by definition, it would be tautological to say nobody wants to communicate with somebody who's unattractive. But, and here's the takeaway. Here's the takeaway for this conference, really. I don't know how to put it. I don't know how I'll put it when I'm talking to people on the day. But I guess in my mind, there's the question of what am I doing? What am I doing to become better at face-to-face communication with people in a world where there is an alternative? People don't have to communicate with me face-to-face. They can actually send me a tweet instead. They can actually go on WhatsApp. They can send me a Facebook message from upstairs. In fact, they can sit across the... Anyway, they can record an audio message to me while I'm actually on the phone chatting to somebody else. And they can send it to me. And of course, they can just walk through the shopping mall, the shopping centre. And they can spend all their time looking down at their smart communicator. Yeah, why on earth do we still call it a phone? I suppose it's the same reason as we call vacuum cleaners, Hoovers, or Stout, maybe a Guinness. Well, that's not so credible. But anyway, the key thing is, what am I doing? I can't put it to you because you haven't asked me to put it up to you, but I'm putting it to myself in a way that might be helpful to others. What am I doing? What have I done today? What am I going to do tomorrow? I mean, if I just carry on communicating the way I do currently, face to face, the quantity of time that people are going to want to spend with me face to face, the quantity, the relative quantity, is going to decline, isn't it? There are more and more attractive virtual things coming. So, once upon a time, I could take it for granted that the best way people would communicate with me was face-to-face. No longer anymore. Okay, end of the conference contribution. And just to fill you in on a little background, the piece I'm going to contribute will have text. It'll also have a link to, hopefully embedded, but at least a link to a live streamed conversation about the topic of that I'm going to be communicating about at the conference. And it's going to have this audio book, which is going to be available to people before the conference, and also that excerpt from Twitter. So I've got a piece of audio visual, if you like, a piece of audio, and well, nowadays you can do visual tweets, you know. Gets more and more, you know, roll on the hologram, you know. Anyway, I know nothing about holograms. So look, there we are. That's a little contribution. I would be grateful for any comments, slip over onto... Oh, I've done it on Anchor as well. Yes, yes, yes. I've put forward... I have another link to a piece of audio on Anchor, and hopefully there'll be some dialogue, some audio interchange there. I don't really expect any comments here, but if you slip over onto Anchor, you can comment, and I can chat with you before Saturday, which is D-Day, if you like, or I should say really C-Day, Kong Day. Okay, huge thanks to Owen Kennedy, who's the genius who, you know, anyone can think up an idea for a conference. Anyone can do that. The question is, why did he do it? And how does he do it? That's what has made him great, in my opinion. Bye for now.